This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, in December of 2019, the Space Force became the sixth and newest branch of the U.S. military. It's also the smallest and maybe the most secretive. And so, to give us some more information about the U.S. Space Force, joining us now is General Chance Saltzman. General Saltzman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Amy. You forgot it's the most important branch.
Yeah. Oh, I did forget that.
Yeah,
I had
just
that in my notes, but in my excitement, I mistook that. Well, okay, as we know, the Space Force 2019, relatively new. It is its own separate branch. It's under the umbrella of the U.S. Air Force, correct?
The Department of the Air Force, so we have a Secretary of the Air Force, and there's two services under that same department. It's kind of like the Department of the Navy has the Marine Corps and the U.S. Navy. Same idea.
Okay, gotcha. And I know a lot of people might be thinking, okay, what does the Space Force do? Is it like NASA?
No, it's very different than NASA. NASA is a great organization, and they do a lot of human spaceflight and research and development. But we have the military branch, so our job is safe, secure, stable space domain. Americans just rely on satellites now. They don't even know they do, but they do, whether it's GPS to navigate by or weather data, satellite communications. Your actual ATM cards are enabled by satellites. You're not going to do any business on Amazon over the web if you don't have satellites. And so it's just become so important. Now we need a service to defend those capabilities.
So what is it, like 45,000 objects around the Earth, a lot of them the satellites, the GPS systems that we use. So the Space Force, they're the guardians of all of that?
Yeah, we call our members of the service guardians. Just like you have sailors in the Navy or airmen in the Air Force, you have guardians in the Space Force.
And when you started your career with the U.S. Air Force,
right,
when did you realize you might be guarding space?
Well, although I've been flying satellites for a long time, I did that in the Air Force. I actually was a part of the National Reconnaissance Office and flew satellites for the Air Force. It wasn't until late in my career when there started to be a discussion that we might need, it's so important to us now, and the threats in space are growing so quickly that perhaps we need a new service to focus on this. And so that came about 5 or 6 years ago. So,
when I mentioned earlier that it's the most secretive, and because you are looking at space, you also have to take into our geopolitical adversaries like China and what they might be doing to militarize space. Is that a big part of your purview of what the Space Force does, is not only, I guess, watch all of our GPS satellites, but prevent that space from being militarized?
Yeah, I mean, the satellites have become so important to us that I think some of our potential adversaries have seen the advantages we get from space, and they want to take those away from us. And so they have invested in weapon systems to try to deny us those capabilities. It's my job to make sure they can't do that.
Did we learn much about how, I guess, GPS and that type of thing can be weaponized with what we saw with Russia and Ukraine in that conflict?
Yeah, well, there's two sides of GPS. One is it provides very precise coordinates. So when you're thinking about munitions being employed and you want to be very accurate, we use GPS to do that. But in the same way that we navigate, if you can deny that signal to aircraft or people on the ground that are trying to use GPS to navigate, then it causes problems. So you get this back and forth. The enemy trying to take out GPS while we're trying to use it to our advantage.
All right, I feel like this is escalating quickly, but now my brain is spinning.
Good.
Can satellites be weaponized? Could a geopolitical adversary make somehow weapons, chemical, or anything else?
Well, so let's be clear on what we mean by that, right? And I think the fair thing to say is, of course, and they have. They use missiles to try to shoot down satellites. They've used satellites to try to run into other satellites to create problems for us. The Chinese have actually even developed a grappling arm where they grabbed a satellite and pulled it out of its orbit. Now, they did that to one of their own satellites, but they've proved that they can do this. So the fact is, space is a warfighting domain now that we have to pay attention to.
Yeah, you know, when I first told a friend of mine that I'd be interviewing you, and he was very excited and kind of briefed me on Space Force and what you do.
He's done a great job. You sound really knowledgeable.
Well, thank you. He said a lot of it's classified. But it kind of made me realize that so many branches of the military do have a very public-facing element. You can see the ships. You can see the Blue Angels. You know, there are displays. I guess we're not really seeing the... There's not really a huge public-facing element of Space Force right now as far as equipment or planes, right?
Well, we don't have the Blue Angels. We have senior leaders that like to throw pitches from Major League mounds. That's how we try to get out and really...
You are the Blue Angels of the Space Force.
not with the same velocity, but I'm hoping to be just as good, sure.
But do you find that you have to explain a lot?
Space is a little bit out of sight, out of mind. I mean, we don't see, we don't interact with satellites on a day-to-day basis. But the data that they provide, we do interact with. You know, if you look at your phone, there's several apps on there that are space-enabled. And so we don't really see it on a day-to-day basis. And so our job is to remind people how important space is to us.
All right. You have about 8,000 military guardians.
We're about 9,600 now.
9,600.
Yeah, getting bigger.
Military guardians. And then several thousand civilian guardians?
About 5,000 or 6,000 more, yeah.
So is there a Space Force base, like an Air Force base?
Yeah, we have 6 main operating bases, but we're located in I think 46 different locations around the globe now. But our 6 main operating bases, we have 3 in the Colorado Front Range area. Mm-hmm. We have our launch capabilities in Florida, Cape Canaveral. And we have a launch facility at Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. And then we do a lot of our acquisitions down in Los Angeles. So 6 main operating bases for the Space Force.
If you are a Space Force Guardian military, what does deployment look like?
Yeah, we employ our capabilities from garrison, meaning we don't have to go to the austere environments to do our jobs. So from our bases, we create combat power, literally, flying our satellites and taking actions to protect those satellites from our bases in the United States.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, with the military forces and presence, like, say, in Europe or around the world, it is making sure you have that military presence, but also wanting to deter war.
Right.
So I guess there is a deterrent aspect of Space Force. You don't want space war to break out.
Yeah, that'd be catastrophic.
Yeah.
It would. And so one of the things we focus on is making sure that we are ready. We show that we're ready to make sure that our enemies would understand, hey, if you're going to combat the United States, you're going to face deterrence in terms of what we can do in space, what we can do in every domain, air, land, and sea. So we don't deploy to conduct our operations, but we send guardians around the world to integrate with all of our combatant commands, all of the forces around the world, so that they can most accurately integrate space capabilities into what they're doing. Again, to make them more powerful, more effective, be able to project that power when they need to. And that creates a deterrent effect.
Is Space Force recruiting? Like, if someone's listening going, I want to join the Space Force, are they recruiting and what kind of background would you need?
Yeah, although we're smaller, we recruit every year. We bring about 1,000 new Guardians on every year. And there's a high demand to get into the Space Force, so it's very competitive to try to get in. But if you go to spaceforce.com, you can click on the link and see what it takes to join. But obviously, technical skills, the ability to work with digital and high-tech kinds of equipment, if that interests you and you want to be on the leading edge of that technology, you should be a Guardian.
All right, so the newest branch of the military, I'm sure there's lots of competition within the different military branches. Sure. How's the Space Force holding up when it's taking on the Navy or the Air Force or the Army?
Well, I like to say our football team's not very good. We're just a little too small, a little too new. But you know what? The services get along great, actually. You know, sometimes we fight over budgets and those sort of things, but we understand that if we're going to be effective, it's not unlike a baseball team. If we're going to be effective, we have to work as a team. You can't just go out as an individual and say, if I do my job, everything else will take care of itself. You have to work as a part of a team, and we recognize we're a part of that larger joint force.
Well, General Chance Saltzman of the U.S. Space Force, thank you so much for joining us, teaching us about the newest branch of the military. It's pretty exciting.
It's very exciting. I'm happy to be here. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you for what you do and keeping us safe and space safe. General Chance Saltzman of the U.S. Space Force. It is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.